Man attacks Northern CA Elementary School, wanted, child sacrifices, over, genocide, against Palestinians. A man shot and injured two kindergartners at a Christian school in Butte County, California because he reportedly wanted, child sacrifices, in response to the United States' involvement in the ongoing war, genocide, against Palestinians. According to Patch, the shooter, identified as 56-year-old Glenn Litton, targeted the Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists on December 4 after using an alias to deceive the school into thinking he was wanted to enroll his grandson. Litton was found dead from self-inflicted gunshot wound by the time police arrived to the scene. Police say that have found writings from Litton stating, "Countermeasures involving child executions has now been imposed at the Seventh-day Adventist School in California, United States, by the International Alliance. I, Lieutenant Glenn Litton of the Alliance, carried out countermeasures in necessitated response to America's involvement in genocide and oppression of Palestinians along with attacks towards Yemen." Law enforcement has yet to confirm the existence of an International Alliance group. The two victims were critically wounded and are believed to have a long recovery time from the gunshot wounds. Litton had a lengthy criminal rap sheet and was not a legal gun owner. Umich Jewish Regents home, wife's car vandalized. The home of University of Michigan Regent Jordan Acker, who is Jewish, was vandalized on December 9, as was his wife's car. According to Jewish Insider, G, and the Detroit News, "Divest" and "Free Palestine" were spray painted on the car. A mason jar was also thrown through the home's window and a foul smell emitted from the jar. In June, graffiti stating "Free Palestine" and "Divest Now" was found outside of Acker's law office. "This keeps happening to my family because I'm Jewish," Acker told G. "There are other, more prominent, regents on this board who do not face this type of targeted harassment, and the reason they do not is because they are not Jewish." Palestinian activist's UCSF speech moved to Zoom after receiving threats calling him a Zionist traitor. Ahmed Al-Khatib, who describes himself as a pro-Palestine, pro-peace, anti-Hamas, anti-occupation activist, announced in a post on X that part of his November 18 speaking event at UC San Francisco, UCSF, was moved to Zoom after receiving threats from people who called him a Zionist traitor. Some in the pro-Palestine community at the school, who are medical professionals and researchers with supposed critical thinking skills, ignored the entirety of my publications, statements, public stances, and clearly pro-Palestine, anti-occupation ethos to claim I am a Zionist traitor, simply because I've been vehemently anti-Hamas and a proponent of mutual empathy, humanity, and peace, wrote Al-Khatib, who is originally from Gaza. "My Instagram was bombarded with threats, pro-Hamas slogans, pro-resistance symbols, insults, and attacks, claiming that I have no right to speak about the war in Gaza or the broader conflict. We had to move part of the event to Zoom to avoid security risks to myself and others and had to have a police presence to secure the space." He concluded his lengthy post by thanking the UCSF community for hosting me and not bowing down to intellectual thuggery. MIT Bar's Anti-Israel magazine from campus distribution. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, has shut down distribution of a student magazine called Written Revolution after the school expressed concerns an article published in the magazine could be taken as a call to violence. According to the College Fix, the article, authored by the magazine's editor Prahlad Iyengar, urged anti-Israel activists to begin wreaking havoc, and featured images containing Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, symbols. The United States has designated the PFLP as a terror organization. The Washington Examiner noted that the article also featured an image urging Intifada everywhere. The article makes several troubling statements that could be interpreted as a call for more violent or destructive forms of protest at MIT, the school wrote in an email to Written Revolution. "Numerous community members have expressed concern for their safety and well-being after learning of your article. As such, MIT told the student publication that it must cease distribution on campus or else remove all affiliation from MIT. Iyengar is also facing disciplinary measures." Per Inside Higher Ed, Iyengar has claimed that his piece was not a call to violence but to get people to think of ways to connect to the community. And we should be thinking of ways that really subvert state power, because, to me, strategic pacifism is effectively an admission that the state should have a monopoly over violence.